From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Portions of Humboldt County have been added to the potential scope of PG&E's public safety power shutoff, in addition to the 30 counties identified on Monday. Overall, based on latest weather forecasts and models, PG&E anticipates that the weather event will last through midday Thursday, with peak winds forecasted from Wednesday morning through Thursday morning reaching 40 to 50 miles an hour, with isolated gusts up to 60 to 70 miles an hour. Before restoring power, PG&E must inspect its equipment for damage and make any necessary repairs. The process cannot begin until the severe weather event has subsided. Given the prolonged period during which the wind event will unfold and the large number of power line miles that will need to be inspected before restoration, customers are being asked to prepare for an extended outage. No word as yet concerning projections of how long that will be. A Phillipsville man arrested on the 800 block of Redwood Drive in Garberville after police say they saw him involved in a hand-to-hand drug transaction. Two males were seen engaging in a possible transaction. They came upon the men and determined that one of them, 30-year-old Isaac William Washburn, had an outstanding warrant for his arrest. Deputies arrested Washburn on the warrant. During a post-arrest search, deputies located a digital scale and 15 individually wrapped bags of suspected heroin. Washburn was transported and booked into the Humboldt County Jail on a warrant and suspicion of possession of a controlled substance for sale. The other man was released from the scene. Curry County Board of Commissioners approving an amnesty program recently to encourage people to voluntarily come to the county to obtain the necessary planning and building permits before the county imposes penalties. People that developed without permits have to come in and obtain proper permits and still need to meet codes, but will not be assessed a penalty from the Community Development Department, which oversees permitting. The county's offering amnesty until April 1st next year. After that date, when unpermitted development is discovered, owners could face strict penalties. In Humboldt County, law enforcement officers and mental health service providers are learning techniques to de-escalate mental health crises during this week's Crisis Intervention Team training. The five-day CIT course teaches law enforcement officials to identify major mental health disorders and other disabilities when working with people in the field. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services, local law enforcement agencies, and community groups have been hosting the state-certified training since 2007. The skills can help to de-escalate a crisis and divert those experiencing mental health challenges into treatment rather than the criminal justice system. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.